العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب العالمين عبد القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم من الوارثين صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Blessings from Allah that we are here in the memory of Sayyidul Shuhada. We thank you to Allah for this blessing from the Muhammad of Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
And the verse which I just recited, and I used to cite this in the starting of the day, and this, Allah has promised us that the day will come when all the earth, inhabitants of the earth, will be under the blessed guidance of Aima, and there will be peace and there will be justice. And said that this is going to happen, this is our will, and we will do this. This was a tens of other verses that I must say hundreds of traditions from the Holy Prophet and Aima Ta'alim Surah promises us. He promises for a change, and for that change we discussed a few points, and in the last message we emphasized upon the spiritual aspect of the change. The change cannot be achieved through the structure, through the shape, and through the apparent conditions of the society or of the person. It should be from the heart, it should be from the spirit, and that's what the Holy Prophet and Aima pointed out in their life, entire life. And I read a few words, a few traditions from the life of Aima al-Husayn, following it, a few more points, inshallah, will be ahead of this discussion. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Regarding the appearance of Imam alayhi salam, there are a lot of questions in the mind, and some of them are very normal questions. I mean, I would not have these questions in his mind, but some are typical questions. For example, a lot of time, I can't remember how many times people came to me and asked me that what is going to happen when Imam will come? Are we going back in this Stone Age? Do we have to? The Imam will come with a soul, and everyone will have a soul instead of guns. So the technology will be back in the Stone Age, or what's going to happen? For questions like this, and many other questions, for example, one question, how is it going to change? Will Imam come with a few verses, with a few prayers, and he will start praying, and the world will change? Or not? Or is he going to fire? Or if it is going to be after wars, will it be through force that people will be changed? And what's going to happen? For this question and the previous one, and questions like this, I can give you a routine, a formula to which you can get the answers. Just look at the history of prophets. This is not the first time that we are waiting for someone from Allah. Wait from Hujjatullah, to wait from a prophet or an imam of Allah from Allah, it is a tradition of many nations. You can start from the Prophet alayhi salam. The Prophet alayhi salam promised his nation that there will be a punishment from Allah and all those tyrants will be destroyed. How many years they waited for that thing? In our traditions, we have many years, in a clear verse from the Holy Quran says that Hazrat Nuh preached for 950 years before his fall. He preached for 950 years before that really happened. I don't know how many years they waited for maybe hundreds of years waiting for that thing. It is not that this is the first time we are waiting for. And you can see when it's time waiting from the Musa A.S. the waiting for hundreds of years during the reign of Pharaoh and during the higher age, they waited for the Musa A.S. Then the Isa A.S. they waited for the Musa A.S. Then after the Isa A.S. they were promised and they were given time of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa
sallam.
So we are not the first nation in the history of nations that we are waiting for our Imam. This has happened for earlier for many times. So just look at those nations. What has happened with them? A tradition from the Holy Prophet, a very strange tradition. What about that? But it is a very strange tradition. He said, you will go through the path of Bani Israel, step by step, hole by hole. You go through the path of Bani Israel. And in the following tradition, he says, if they had gone into a hole, you will also go through that hole. Does that mean if they had a trouble in their path, you will face the same trouble in your path? Now, look at the whole history of Hazrat Musa A.S. and Bani Israel. How they went through the time of Pharaoh, how they passed through the river in which Pharaoh was born, and then when he came through the river, he asked for the Prophet to make us a few idols in the worship there. Then at time when someone was killed and the Prophet said that sacrifice an animal and that person will be revived, they ask questions about that animal and so much so that Allah punished them. And there are many stories and you see history of Bani Israel, you know, and the tradition says you will go step by step on their history. So this is very strange. You will go through all these phases and from that phases you can understand. What has happened with them? Had ever, after appearance of Prophet, he had gone back to the technology? Had ever happened that the Holy Prophet came and what happened? We went back to the storages of technology or we got development? We got development. Never any Prophet brought us back to the storage comparing with his own age. So never this is never going to happen. That Imam will come and we will go back to the stone age. No, this is going to be development. But it may be that development will be a different type of development. You have in your technology based on electrons, based on electronics, and it has so many complications. I don't know what kind of development Imam will bring. Might be with all these hurdles and might be without all those problems which we have created during 100 and few years of our development. So there will be development, there will never be a diverse layer of technology, but it will be a different type of technology. Might be, and I'm sure it will be superior. And never this thing has happened that a person from Allah came and he just prayed and that's all, the nation changed. It never happened. Look at the time of the Prophet. It never happened that the Holy Prophet came and said, oh Allah, change this nation and overnight they will change. No. He went through the path of social change. But this is our problem. When I tell you that Imam will go through the path of social change, all of a sudden, someone of you may consider that, okay, this is not going to happen in these days. So it will take hundreds of thousands of years to change this world, which is full of injustice, full of, you see, the second people. No, this will not be correct. We don't know how much time it will take for everyone to change this world. Without miracles, without, you see, praying and change. No, this is not going to happen. With a normal pace, but I don't know how time it will take. Maybe a few years. Why? In the time of the Prophet, it took only 15 years. Only 15 years. With that sort of communication and transportation, it took him only 15 years to change the entire area. Now, how about the Imam? What is he going to do? It may be all of a sudden in our senses. May not be through prayers and miracles, It will be to not a day of life, but it will be all of a sudden. How can I tell you? Just Imam may come and he will show the brightness of the religion, the intellectual aspect of the religion. I don't know how many people will go against him, all of a sudden. Just I had this in my mind. For example, a professor, you receive a research scholar working on a problem for 20 years or 25 years, he could not solve that. Imam would come and he would go to Imam and he would solve that problem. Why not he will accept it? I don't know how many years it will take, but it is in my opinion, it will not take very long. It can change all of a sudden in our times. So just be ready for the change. And finally, if you see that I am not putting myself as ready for change, then be sure someone else will come and they will help us. So if we are not ready, the religion will not wait for us. But you can't say, يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرُكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ إِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرُكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you turn your back, Allah will never wait for you. إِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا, if you turn your back, يَسْتَبْدِلْ, He will change another nation in place of you. And they will never be like you. They will be different. So be ready for the change and hope for that right time to come as soon as possible, inshallah, and try yourself. As I emphasize on it, try to change the inner standpoint of your life. Not just prayers, not just the dress, to try to change your values. The final word in this regard, Sayyidina Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad. Islam has three layers of understanding. First is your understanding regarding realities of life. This is called Aqaid. If you want to start something, you will start from Aqaid. This is your understanding from the realities of life. This is Aqaid. What are the realities of life? As I said earlier, do you have another life after this life? Do you have a creator beyond us that we know? And you have soul in your body. These are the realities. Your perception regarding these realities is called Aqaid. This is first of the layers and this is the foundation. Then we have the second layer, that is values. That is morals and ethics, which are extracted from these realities. If you have soul and your soul is superior than your body, then your soul, you should work on soul. This is your value. If you have Allah, the creator of the universe, and He is superior, then you should be obedient to Allah. This is value. And if you have life after death, and this life after death is superior to this one, which is before death, then you must be preparing yourself for life after death. This set is called values. So first set is your understanding in the reality, which is Aqaid. Second set is set of values which are extracted from Aqaid. And the third set is set of commands which are extracted from values. If you should be obedient to Allah, then do whatever Allah wants you to do. This set is called Aqam or Fiqh, in which you get commands, direct commands, what I should do and what I should not do. So the first layer is realities, Aqaid. Second layer is values, ethics, morals. And third layer is commands and ahkam. I do think we could not connect in between these three layers. This is our problem. We have namaz, we have prayer, salah, but we cannot connect salah with values. What values this salah should inculcate in myself? I'm just praying. You are in Azhar, what values should this Azhar bring in you? We have not connected the commands to the values and values to the realities. And this is the problem. In the event which I told you earlier, a person came to the Holy Prophet and one of the companions asked him to say, Manjaka Miskala Zarbatan Khari Yara. He turned back to faqih through one ayah, one verse of the Holy Quran. Why could turn into faqih? because you would extract values from this reality. If Qiyamah or the Day of Judgment or Life after Death is a reality, then there are values. Should get extracted. We all believe in Life after Death, but our values are pure material, just like we don't believe in Qiyamah. This is the problem. And what you want to change yourself, change your orientation. Bring your aircraft from values and values from your realities that are the other. If you could connect in between these three, then this will bring a proper, accepted, appreciated change. Otherwise, brothers and sisters, it is not going to change. It is just not just by listening and going back to your home as it was, as you came earlier and then went back. It's not going to change. You have to be very particular about your life, you have to be typical about your life, ask yourself questions and try to bring it closer to your Imam, the acceptance of your Imam. As I have said earlier, likes and dislikes of your Imam should be in front of you. Make yourself accordingly. Inshallah, tomorrow we will raise another point regarding this issue. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misli, la ilahe illallah, misli.
میرے پیسہ اس جیسے کی بہت ہرگز نہیں کرے گا. اس کی قربانی ہمارے سامنے ہے اور یہ ایک تسلسل ہے. سید الشہداء نے کربلا میں اپنی شہادت کے ذریعے سے قوم کو زندہ کیا تاکہ اتنی قومیں زندہ ہوں کہ ان کے فرزند کے استقبال کے لیے تیاری کی جا سکے, ان کے فرزند کو دشواری کے لیے. بس اگر ہم سے کوئی پوچھے تو ہم یہ کربلا کی غزہ ہے جس کی پہلی کلاس کربلا ہے اور آخری کلاس وقت کے امام کی دشواری ہے. ان شاء اللہ درود محمد علیہ وسلم. اور یہی شیعہ کا فخر بھی ہے. میں ہمیشہ اپنے طور پر سوچتا ہوں کہ الحمد للہ انگریز کے چاہنے والا عظیم الشان تعلیم میں سے کیا ہے تعلیم عظیم الشان ہے. ہمارے پاس غازی میں جو کچھ موجود ہے وہ کر رہا ہے تو ہمارے لیے کیا سبق ہے کہ ہم اس سے سیکھیں, اور مستقبل میں جو ہمارے پاس موجود ہے وہ وقت کی امام کی تشریف والی ہے. ایک قوم کے پاس اتنا اچھا ماضی ہو اور اتنا اچھا مستقبل ہو اس کا حال کیسا ہونا چاہیے, اس کو کس طرح کرنا چاہیے, یہ ہمیں ذمہ داری ہوگی. اور ہم نے اسی خاطر جو عمر تجویز کیا وہ یہ کہ انصار امام کی خاصیتیں کیا ہیں, انصار امام کی خواص ہیں, ان میں سے چند خواص آپ کے سامنے بیان ہوئے اور اس کے اندر خیال کیا کہ جو بھی امام میں نصرت کرنے والے لوگ ہوتے ہیں وہ صاحبان آپ کو ضرور ہوتے ہیں, رسول اللہ کا پابند نہیں ہے, وہ ہمت رکھنے والے لوگ ہوتے ہیں, اپنے اندر ایک کمٹمنٹ دکھاتے ہیں اور کل آشر کرتے ہیں. پہلے جنتا علیہ السلام کے چاہنے والے اپنی عمر کے حالات زندگی مختصر بیان ہوئے کہ کس طریقے سے اس چاہنے والے نے اپنی زندگی کو قربان کی, کس طریقے سے ایک کمٹمنٹ کے ساتھ اہل جنتا علیہ السلام کے پیغام کو لے کر پڑے اور اس کے بعد اس کے نتیجے میں اہل جنتا علیہ السلام کی تعلیم حاصل کیا. ایسی خدمت گزاروں کی اربا بلندی کے لیے درود جو ہے محمد علیہ السلام. اور یہ بھی میں اپنی جنت میں ہمت کی خاطر ایسا کرتا چلوں, برائے صغیر کی تاریخ کم قیمتی تاریخ نہیں ہے. ہم لوگوں نے بھلا کیا ہے, ہم برائے صغیر کی قدر نہیں کر رہے. آپ نے آپ کبھی جا سکتے کہ اس تاریخ کے اندر کس قسم کے لوگوں نے جانے کو بات کی, کس طرح سے علم کے فن کے اہل کہتا ہے اسلام کی خدمت کے لمحے پیش کیے. ایک دوست ہمارے موجود ہے, ان کے اندر وہ اس بات پر تحقیق کر رہے تھے کہ علماء نے کتنی کتابیں ہیں, یعنی میں فقط علماء امامیہ کا تذکرہ کر رہا ہوں کہ جو محمد علیہ السلام کو قرآن پڑھنے میں ماننے والے تھے, انہوں نے کتنی کتابیں لکھی. تصور کر رہے ہیں کہ دوست ان سے خود تیار کر رہے تھے, کہنے کے ہمارے پاس حساب سے جو کچھ ہم کیلکولیٹ کر سکتے ہیں ابھی تک ریکارڈ کے مطابق تقریباً 25,000 کتابیں بڑی کتابیں ہیں جو چاہنے والوں نے لکھی. لیکن بدقسمتی سے جو کچھ ہمارے پاس موجود ہے وہ 8,000 سے زیادہ نہیں ہے. ہم صرف ایک تہائی کتابوں کو محفوظ کر رہا ہے, دو تہائی ٹو تھرڈ اور ٹو تھرڈ بی بک سب کے سب لاسٹ ہو گئے ہیں, ہسٹری کے اندر لاسٹ. اچھا یہ کیوں لاسٹ ہوا ہمارے سے, کیوں ہم نے ایک کام کیا کہ مثال کے طور پر ایک عالم نے 20-30 سال لگا کے تفسیر لکھی اور ہم سے ضائع ہو گئے, دنیا میں کہیں ہوا بھی نہیں گئے اور اتنا بتا رہے کہ نہیں 25,000 سے زیادہ کتابیں لکھی ہیں ان لوگوں نے, 8,000 سے زیادہ ہمارے پاس نہیں ہے. یہ بتا رہے ہیں ہم سے ضائع ہو گئی ہے, کیوں ضائع ہوئی ہے, ہم نے قدر نہیں کی, ہم نے توجہ نہیں کی, اور اس طریقے سے ہماری توانائیاں ضائع ہوتی چلی گئی ہیں. ہمارے لوگ بات نہ اللہ تعالیٰ بلایا جا رہے ہیں. میں تقریباً اتنے میں ہوں ایسا کرتا ہوں جو یہاں پہ رہ رہے ہیں, پاکستان میں رہنے والے ہندوستان میں رہنے والوں کے لیے اس وقت میں یہاں پر خیر یقیناً کہوں گا, یہاں پہ جوانوں کو کیا کہوں گی بزرگوں نے کیا پکڑ میں نے پاکستان اور ہندوستان میں بھی نہیں معلوم ہے, یہاں پر بالکل ہی نہیں معلوم ہے. میرا اپنے کیا ہے اگر واقعی آپ کو کچھ اپنے بارے میں سمجھنا ہے آپ اپنے لیے کچھ کلاسز رکھیے, آپ اپنے لیے کچھ کورسز رکھیے جو آپ کو بڑے زمین میں شیئر کی تعلیم سے انٹروڈکشن دے سکیں, کم از کم کچھ یونٹس کے کورسز آپ کے پاس ہونے چاہیے, انٹروڈکشن کے کورسز ہونے چاہیے جو کم سے کم ہمارے بچوں کو بتا تو سکیں کہ ہمیں نئے سیکھ کیا ہے, ہماری حراستیں کیا ہیں, ہم کن لوگوں کی نسلوں کا نتیجہ بنے ہوئے ہیں, ہم نہیں جانتے ہیں ہم نے کیا کیا قربانیاں دے دی ہیں. اللہ کا شکر ہے سید الشہداء کے سب سے ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ بیٹھے ہیں, ورنہ یہ بھی ختم ہو چکا ہوگا. इंस्टीट्यूट जोड़ा है, हजारों सत्ताईस आप यहां पर बैठे हुए हैं, आपको किस गवर्नमेंट दूसरे से जोड़ा हुआ। लेकिन मैं आपसे अर्ज करूंगा, अगर खुदा ना करे नाम जो मिलता है, दो नस्लें ऐसे ही गुजर गई, फिर आप नहीं चाहते होंगे कि आपके साथ क्या होने वाला है। अभी तो बस कीजिए, आपके नस्लों के अंदर कुछ लोग उर्दू समझने वाले, तो मेरे मेरे साथ के वहां से आ रहा है उर्दू में यहां पर बोलने के लिए, गंभीर की बहुत अच्छी कंडीशन नहीं है। अगली नस्ल जो आएगी किसान के तौर पर उर्दू जबान नहीं जानती होगी, वो सिर्फ अंग्रेजी जबान जानती होगी, उसके बाद कोई जरूरत नहीं कि वहां से लोग आएंगे। उसके बाद क्या होगा, आपको भी नहीं पता होगा कि आपका पिछली नस्ल क्या है, आपकी सारी विरासत में पता होने लगे कि नौवा बोला था। बहुत जरूरी है आपके लिए कि आप बरसगीर और सबकॉन्टिनेंट की जो शिया हिस्ट्री है, ओवरऑल इस्लाम की हिस्ट्री और स्पेशली शिया की हिस्ट्री, उससे आपका इंट्रोडक्शन होना चाहिए, आपके पास उनकी लोग होने चाहिए। अब अगर आप दुनिया भर के कामों के ऊपर प्लानिंग कर सकते हैं, तो इसके ऊपर प्लानिंग कीजिए कि आप इंग्लिश इसको कैसे सीखेंगे। आपको कुछ एक्सपर्ट्स को बुलाइए इस काम के लिए कि आपको बता सकें, जरूर भेजे मोहम्मद वाला नाम उन लोगों का कमिटमेंट क्या था। खास हिंदू का सुस्तरी जहांगीर के जमाने में मौजूद थे, आगरा में उनका बाजार है, जब उनकी तारीख देखी